This is side two. Chapter 16. Intonation. Page 220. Practice 1. Say each word three ways. 1 with a fall, 2 with a rise, and 3 with level pitch.
A. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
B. Monday. Monday. Monday.
C. 50. 50. 50.
D. Coming. Coming. Coming.
E. Later. Later. Later.
F. O. O. O.
G. Here. Here. Here.
H. Where. Where. Where.
I. What. What. What.
J. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now test yourself. Write the letters A through J on a piece of paper. You will hear each word again with just one of the intonation patterns. Write 1 if you hear a fall, 2 if you hear a rise, and 3 if you hear no change in pitch. Remember to listen to how the phrase ends. A fall ends low, a rise ends high, and level ends in the middle. Ready?
A. Uh-oh. B. Monday. C. 50. D. Coming. E. Later. F. Oh. G. Here. H. Where. I. What. J. Yes.
The answers are A. 2. B. 1. C. 2. D. 3. E. 1. F. 1. G. 2. H. 3. I. 1. J. 2. Practice 2. Say each phrase three ways. 1 with a fall, 2 with a rise, and 3 with level pitch beginning on the stressed syllable.
A. An apple. An apple. An apple.
B. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
C. Impossible. Impossible. Impossible.
D. In the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
E. Another one. Another one. Another one.
F. Now. Now. now.
G. Hello. Hello? Hello?
H. On the phone. On the phone? On the phone?
I. In your book. In your book? In your book?
J. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
K. Fortunately. Fortunately? Fortunately?
L. The refrigerator. The refrigerator? The refrigerator?
Now test yourself. Write 1, 2, or 3 to identify the intonation pattern that you hear. Ready?
A. An apple. B. Tomorrow. C. Impossible. D. In the morning. E. Another one. F. Now. G. Hello. H. On the phone. I. In your book. J. I'll be seeing you. K. Fortunately. L. The refrigerator.
The answers are A. 1, B. 3, C. 1, D. 2, E. 2, F. 1, G. 1, H. 3, I. 2, J. 1, K. 3, L. 2. Page 227. Exercise A. Practice the fall over 2 or more syllables.
1. I'm happy.
2. She's a wonderful teacher.
3. I'll be happy to see you.
4. It's terrible.
5. I'd like a hamburger.
6. She'll be glad to speak to you.
7. He spent his vacation in southern Italy.
8. Milk and eggs need to be refrigerated.
9. Where are you going?
10. When can I see you?
11. What time is it?
12. Why did she want to talk to you?
13. How long have you lived in America?
14. How can I get the operator?
15. What's the cost of a new air conditioner?
Exercise B. Practice the fall on 1 syllable.
1. I'm fine.
2. Let me see.
3. Please go home.
4. It's a beautiful day.
5. We don't have enough time.
6. Don't throw those papers away.
7. I need something to eat.
8. I'd like some tomato soup.
9. When do you leave for school?
10. What time does the class begin?
11. Where can I buy a new car?
12. How long will you be in class?
13. What do you usually have for lunch?
14. We'll be ready to go at 5 o'clock.
15. When can you pick me up?
Exercise C. Practice the rise over 2 or more syllables.
1. Are you happy?
2. Can I help you?
3. Can you lend me some money?
4. Will you see her tomorrow?
5. Did she talk to you?
6. Have you ever visited Northern Germany?
7. Did you see it on television?
8. Do you own a sewing machine?
Exercise D. Practice the rise on 1 syllable.
1. Can you see?
2. Do you have the time?
3. Has the test begun?
4. Are you glad?
5. Can I help?
6. Is he going to France?
7. Would you like some dessert?
8. Are you sure you can pick me up?
9. Did you turn it off?
10. Will classes begin at the end of the week?
Exercise E. Practice the low rise or fall rise before a pause and in direct address.
1. After the movie, let's go out for a cup of coffee.
2. Before you begin, be sure to read the directions.
3. In a few minutes, the president will arrive.
4. After a while, television gets boring.
5. At the end of this week, you'll be able to take a vacation.
6. Unfortunately, I have a very bad cold.
7. When you go to the store, please get me a quart of milk, a dozen eggs, and a loaf of French bread.
8. Greece, Italy, and Spain belong to the common market.
9. Which do you prefer? Oranges, apples, or bananas?
10. She speaks English, French, German, and Italian.
11. Winters in New England tend to be very cold.
12. Please open the window, Michael.
13. Dr. Lester, I'd like you to meet my roommate.
14. Good morning, Mary.
15. Good night, John. Sleep well.
Page 229. Exercise H. Practice the following dialogue using neutral intonation patterns.
Good evening, Mr. Thompson. Are you ready to order?
No, not yet. I need a little more time to look at the menu.
Would you like to order a cocktail?
No, thank you. I'll probably order some wine later.
Fine. I'll be back in a few minutes. Have you decided?
Yes. I'll have a tossed salad, the New York strip steak, and a baked potato.
How would you like the steak?
Medium rare.
What kind of dressing would you like on your salad?
What kind do you have?
French, Italian, blue cheese, or vinegar and oil?
I'll have vinegar and oil.
And would you like anything to drink?
Yes. A glass of red wine.
Page 232. Exercise A. Say each sentence with sentence stress on different words in order to express the meanings in parentheses.
1. A. Betty's going to work tomorrow. B. Betty's going to work tomorrow. C. Betty's going to work tomorrow. D. Betty's going to work tomorrow.
2. A. I have to wash the dishes. B. I have to wash the dishes. C. I have to wash the dishes. D. I have to wash the dishes.
3. A. Will your brother ski in the Winter Olympics? B. Will your brother ski in the Winter Olympics? C. Will your brother ski in the Winter Olympics? D. Will your brother ski in the Winter Olympics?
Four. A. The new law raises taxes. B. The new law raises taxes. C. The new law raises taxes. D. The new law raises taxes.
Page 233. Exercise C. Practice reading the following passage, paying attention to the location of sentence stress. In this passage, Billy, an Earthling, is talking to a Tralfamadorian, a being from outer space, who is his guide. Billy has suggested that other planets are in danger from the Earth.
We know how the universe ends, said the guide. And Earth has nothing to do with it. Except that it gets wiped out too. How does the universe end? Said Billy. We blow it up. Experimenting with new fuels for our flying saucers. A Tralfamadorian test pilot presses a starter button and the whole universe disappears. So it goes. If you know this, said Billy, isn't there some way you can prevent it? Can't you keep the pilot from pressing the button? He has always pressed it, and he always will. We always let him, and we always will let him. The moment is structured that way.
Exercise D. Practice reading the following paragraph with good sentence stress.
As a child, I learned three things well. How to be quiet, what not to say, and how to look at things without touching them. When I think of that house, I think of objects and silences. The silences were almost visible. I pictured them as gray, hanging in the air like smoke. I learned to listen for what wasn't being said, because it was usually more important than what was. My grandmother was the best at silences. According to her, it was bad manners to ask direct questions.
Page 236. Exercise A. Say each of the following sentences first as a statement with a fall, and then as a question with a rise.
1. He's a very good tennis player. He's a very good tennis player?
2. Monday is a holiday. Monday is a holiday?
3. We're having a test next week. We're having a test next week?
4. They bought a new car. They bought a new car?
5. They just had a baby. They just had a baby?
6. His sister's a famous dancer. His sister's a famous dancer?
7. He's related to the president. He's related to the president?
8. He jogs 5 miles a day. He jogs 5 miles a day?
9. They got divorced. They got divorced?
10. She's pregnant. She's pregnant?
Exercise B. Say each of the following questions, first as a normal information question with a fall, and then as an echo question with a rise.
1. What's your name? What's your name?
2. Where do you live? Where do you live?
3. What's your telephone number? What's your telephone number?
4. What's your social security number? What's your social security number?
5. Where did you take your vacation? Where did you take your vacation?
6. How do you like your steak? How do you like your steak?
7. How much does it cost? How much does it cost?
8. When are you leaving? When are you leaving?
9. How many children do they have? How many children do they have?
10. How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Exercise C. Read the following selection with appropriate intonation. In it, Ruth is talking to Cody and his teenage son, Luke, who have just returned from a hunting trip.
Late Sunday, when they returned, Ruth came out to the driveway. "It's bad news," she said. "I'm sorry." "What happened?" "Your mother's passed away." "Grandma died?" asked Luke, as if correcting her. Ruth kissed Luke's cheek. "She died in her sleep. Early yesterday," Ruth said.
On the way to the funeral, driving through the suburbs of Baltimore.
"When I was a boy, this was country," Cody said to Luke. "He told me. Baltimore was nothing but a little harbor town. There was no answer. Cody searched for Luke in the rearview mirror. Hey, he said. You want to drive the rest of the way? No, that's all right. Really? You want to? Let him be, Ruth whispered. What? He's upset. What about? Your mother, Cody. You know you always felt close to her.
Exercise D. Say each sentence with different intonation patterns to express the meanings in parentheses.
1A. You're a terrific tennis player. B. You're a terrific tennis player? C. You're a terrific tennis player. D. You're a terrific tennis player.
2A. What are you doing? B. What are you doing? C. What are you doing? D. What are you doing?
3A. We've really enjoyed this course. B. We've really enjoyed this course. C. We've really enjoyed this course. D. We've really enjoyed this course.
Page 239. Exercise A. Ask each choice question two ways. First, with a fall at the end, and then with a rise.
One. Do you like to swim or sunbathe? Do you like to swim or sunbathe?
2. Would you like to go to a movie or a concert tonight? Would you like to go to a movie or a concert tonight?
3. Would you like to have the test on Thursday or on Friday? Would you like to have the test on Thursday or on Friday?
4. Would you like French, blue cheese, or Italian dressing? Would you like French, blue cheese, or Italian dressing?
5. Do you prefer American cars or Japanese cars? Do you prefer American cars or Japanese cars?
6. Did you go camping or hiking on your vacation? Did you go camping or hiking on your vacation?
7. Is Mount Washington in Maine or New Hampshire? Is Mount Washington in Maine or New Hampshire?
8. Would you like a CD player or a VCR for your birthday? Would you like a CD player or a VCR for your birthday?
Exercise B. Ask each tag question both ways, first with a fall, then with a rise at the end.
1. You didn't win the lottery, did you? You didn't win the lottery, did you?
2. This town isn't dangerous, is it? This town isn't dangerous, is it?
3. There weren't any airplanes 100 years ago, were there? There weren't any airplanes 100 years ago, were there?
4. Children are required to go to school, aren't they? Children are required to go to school, aren't they?
5. I shouldn't eat a lot of sweets, should I? I shouldn't eat a lot of sweets, should I?
6. You haven't been to Thailand, have you? You haven't been to Thailand, have you?
7. You're doing well in this course, aren't you? You're doing well in this course, aren't you?
8. The banks will be closed on Monday, won't they? The banks will be closed on Monday, won't they?
240. 16.6. Dialogues for intonation. Practice the following dialogues. The model that you will hear is just one possible interpretation. Other intonation patterns can also be used in some sentences to express different meanings. Dialogue 1. Would you like to see a movie?
Would you like to see a movie?
I'd love to. What kind of movie were you thinking of?
There's a great horror film playing at the mall.
I don't like horror films.
How about a Woody Allen film?
I've seen them all.
There's a really neat Western that's playing right down the street.
I hate Westerns.
I just read about an interesting foreign film coming to the Pleasant Street Theater.
I don't understand foreign films.
Well, what do you like? I thought you wanted to see a movie.
Are there any cartoons playing? I just love Walt Disney.
Dialogue 2. May I help you?
May I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for something to give my best friend for his birthday.
What's your price range? Are you looking for something cheap or something special?
Something special, of course.
We have some imported ties on sale this week. They come in shades of blue, green, red, or purple. Each is a unique design. And they only cost $125.
No, I don't think so.
Well, would you be interested in a cashmere sweater or some fine leather gloves?
No, I don't think either would be appropriate. You see, my friend is a dog.
What did you say? Your friend is a dog?
Yes. You know, man's best friend.
Dialogue 3. How's my accent?
Come in, Peter. How are you?
Fine. Mrs. Sweet? I'd like to ask you an important question. You'll answer it honestly, won't you?
Well, I'll try.
How's my accent?
What do you think?
I've studied hard in your course. But I don't know.
I think you've made a lot of improvement.
Improvement? But do I sound like an American?
Not exactly. But you will someday. There's still the question of those final consonants. And then there's your grammar and your vocabulary. And of course, your sentence structure could be improved. And sometimes...
This is the end of this tape.